大家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
I'm Terry from Manhattan, USA, but Kara deleted my first audio.
Don't tell them that.
Okay, I won.
好的，那欢迎我们的新朋友 Terry, 来自曼哈顿。那 Terry, ever heard of the phrase chase rainbows? As in, the people in the city are trying hard to get fresh air, but I think they're just chasing rainbows.
Huh, yep.You almost got me. For a moment, I was like someone running after the rainbow, you know? And then I came back to life. So, to chase rainbows means trying to get something you will never obtain.
Exactly.
All right, hold on a sec. But what does it got to do with the topic for today?
I don't know. Well, maybe it's just that I needed something nice to talk about first. But guys, our topic for today is natural phenomena.
You are very funny. All right.
Okay,
so wait, but on a second thought, rainbow is a natural phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
行，那我们今天呢要跟大家聊的这个话题就是 naturalPhenomenon 就是一些自然现象有关的词汇和相关的短语。那刚刚我们提到这个 chase rainbows 就是去追逐彩虹，其实就是去追逐一些不切实际你不可能获得的东西。那么还是同样的，如果说大家想要获得我们的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Alright guys, so natural phenomenon is an event which happens by itselfIt's not caused by humans, although it may affect them. So it's kind of hard to figure out the cause.
首先呢，解释一下这个 natural, 它就是 nature 的一个形容词形式，所以是自然的。然后呢，这个 phenomenon 就是现象的意思，所以这个短语呢，就是一些自然现象，比如说刚刚说的彩虹啦，雷雨闪电啦，这种东西。
Common examples are sunrise. I mean, we just wake up to see the sun at its place, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I used to think that, you know, someone with a strong man go and push the sun, right? And then when it's time for us to sleep, the person will come and push it back. But no, it just happens by itself.
You're cute.
I know. You don't have to answer that. That's just to see it happens by itself.
Yeah, quite fascinating because I never thought of that.
Well, now you know. And there is a very funny idiom that my mom used to tell me when I was a kid. It's like, sneak the sunrise past the rooster.
Sneak the sunrise past the rooster.
Yep. Means to do something extremely difficult or impossible.
Okay, 我给大家解释一下啊，这个 sneak 就是偷偷的悄悄的溜，然后呢这个 rooster 就是公鸡的意思，所以呢它的字面意思说逃过公鸡的日出。其实呢大家想一下，清晨如果说日出的话，公鸡一定是先知道的是吧，所以就说没有日出是逃得过公鸡的眼睛的。那么这个短语呢就比喻那种尝试做不可能的事情。
Alright, so the next phenomenon we will talk about is the weather.
The weather, you mean the cold or heat or dryness or wetness of, of an atmosphere, right?
Yeah, right. Right. Remember the old famous sentence, raining cats and dogs?Well, at first I used to wonder why someone can say it's raining cats and dogs, because
Funny, huh?
I could only see water, not animals, you know, the cat and the dog, I couldn't see them in the sky, so.
Yeah, it means it's raining very heavily. Yeah. 就是如果我们讲 it's raining cats and dogs, 它其实呢就是表示倾盆大雨或者瓢泼大雨。
Okay, so ever wondered, I also sometimes think about,how Americans don't use umbrella in the rain. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah, we don't. We use a windbreaker. So when I came to China and it was raining, I saw a lot of umbrellas in the sky. I'm like, okay, good job, guys.
And we use umbrellas in summer as well.
Yeah, that's also fascinating. Yo, Yongma.
Yo, Yongda.
All right, then. And then we have...Lightning. Ever been able to see a lightning before it ends?
No, it happens so fast. Well, at least I always manage to catch a glimpse of light across the sky.
Well, you know the saying, as swift as lightning.
Yep, and that's real speed. 如果说这个，你用到这个短语叫做 as swift as lightning, 就是像这个闪电一样的快，所以就是风驰电掣，快如飞剑。
All right, so the next one is thunderstorm, right?
Thunderstorm 就是这个大雷雨或者说雷电交加的暴风雨。
All right, so it's like a storm plus a lightning and thunder, you know that noise, right?
对，就非常的可怕。
All right, so people usually say, don't just sit there like a dying duck in a thunderstorm. It means don't just sit there looking miserable.
Oh, I don't think that can make me cheer up when I'm sad.
Well, you can say it to someone and tell the person not to repeat it to you. How about that?
All right. Can that someone be you?
No, okay. I want to punch him. But you know, guys, Kara always likes pulling my legs, so.
Okay. 给大家解释一下啊，这个短语叫做 don't just sit there like a dying duck in a thunderstorm. 就是不要坐在那里，就好像一只在雷雨下面的濒死的鸭子一样，所以呢，它就是用来形容那种惊慌失措或者要死不活的样子。
All right, so another natural phenomenon that happens is the fog.
就是大雾。
Yep, it's a condition characterized by heaviness and thickness of the air and the clouds. So we usually say, somebody is in a fog.
Somebody is in a fog? What does it mean?
Guess.
什么意思
Guess it.
Maybe the person is in the clouds, like on a plane.
You are very funny.
Don't make fun of me.
No, it means that the person is confused.
Ah, how clever.
Yep, remember things aren't usually clear when there is a huge fog, right? So, if you don't believe me, ask the people in the city.
Yeah, I believe you. 所以呢，这个如果你讲 somebody is in a fog, 就是表示某人非常的 confused, 就是非常的疑惑不清楚。因为想象一下，你站在那个大雾里面，就什么也看不清嘛。
Alright guys, so the last phenomenon for the day is flood.
Flood, as in water everywhere, 就是洪水。
Yeah, but before we go to the script, do you remember the last 2 years, you know, there was kind of like a flood everywhere in Changsha? Were you in China at all?
Yes, I've been in Changsha for like 7 years.
Oh, you have? I thought you came here
but
yesterday.
I have a bad memory.
You do? Alright then. Well, by the way, I had so much fun because I didn't have to go anywhere. I just had to stay in bed, you know, and just eat some junk food and watch movies.Till the water dried up.
That's the dream.
Alright, okay, so, and the idiom is flood the market.
Flood the market?
Yep, that's when a particular thing is everywhere in the market, usually because it's so cheap that everyone can afford. So, can you tell me some of the international brands that are flooding Chinese markets today?
I'm a girl, you know, so I can think of like Zara and H&M.
Yep.
那么这个短语的意思呢，它字面意思啊 flood the market, 就是好像洪水一样充斥了整个市场。所以就是形容什么东西，比如说因为它比较便宜啊，或者说性价比比较高啊，充斥了整个市场。比如说像我们女生经常买的一些衣服，像 H&M, 还有 Zara, 就是算是充斥了整个市场这个意思。还有最近几年那个名创优品，是不是也有点这样的感觉？另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
Alright guys, that brings us to the end of today's morning English.
Okay, 那今天的这一期节目呢，就和大家聊到这里了。I think you did a great job, Terry.
I think you did a great job too, Kara, but you know your phone, right?
Ah!
It was Kara's phone, guys, not my phone.
Okay, bye bye, bye bye. 我们今天节目就到这里了，再见吧。
Okay, guys, bye bye.